Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, looking at the new deal with Mexico and Canada from a beef perspective in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and, of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
President Trump's been busy trumpeting the new deal between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. In the case of the livestock industry, dairy producers get a little more access into the Canadian market from the United States. For the rest of the livestock industry, not much change from the old NAFTA. And according to Dr. Glenn Tonger, livestock market economist, that's a good thing.
Importantly, I've not seen anything that is specific to bovine, beef, hogs, pork that came up in the news the last couple of days. And, you know, that just leaves me speculating that they were not massively changed from the past NAFTA agreement. So that would be my best guess at the moment. And I highlight that because even if that is the case, that would be a good thing on balance, in my opinion, because Canada, U.S., and Mexico have very intertwined supply chains. We could pick any of those species and industries, and we'll just do beef and cattle here for a moment, is, you know, there are live cattle that cross the U.S. and Canadian border frequently. There are feeder cattle that cross the U.S.-Canadian and the Mexican-U.S. border frequently, and there's a lot of core economic reasons for that. Those supply chains are connected. Likewise, when you look at live hogs, there's a large number of hogs at different ages and sizes that cross the Canadian and U.S. border, and if we're not directly influencing that, I think that's a good thing. You know, packing plants reside in different parts of our continent for a reason that's reflecting that. Feed grain bases and so forth being sprinkled around the continent, not just states and so forth, is a big reason for that. On balance, I think the comparative advantage of the three countries when it comes to ultimately meat production can be kind of retained if we keep quote-unquote free trade. At face value, it appears, at least, and I'm referring specifically to the beef cattle and the hog swine market, not going to be drastically impacted compared to what the old NAFTA was. So there's been lots of trade uncertainty. This is not done by any means, but it is a step, in my eyes, in the right direction of resolving some of that trade uncertainty.
Dr. Tonger says, for the livestock industry, for all three countries, this is truly a big deal. Just for the meat exports leaving the United States into the other two countries for calendar year 2017.
U.S. beef exports to Mexico were 15% of our total exports, and to Canada was 11%. On the pork side, almost a third of the pork we export goes to Mexico in 2017 in particular, and then Canada is about 9% of the total U.S. exports for pork went there. And then on the broiler side, exports from the U.S. to Mexico were about 19% of total volume, and Canada is about 5%. So it's well over a fourth of volume, and as I alluded, at times it's been over half the volume, depending on what else is going on in the world. So that just tells you the integration on the U.S. meat export side. That's to say nothing of the dependence of Canadian and Mexico flow the other way. It's to say nothing about the live animal trade, which I tried to allude to in a broad sense earlier. These are specifically just the U.S. meat exports, right? So that's one component of the much broader set of connections in the livestock meat sector here in North America. And hopefully everybody recognizes these are valuable products. And if you have that portion of your industry that is historically tied to those countries, it's a big deal. Right. So that is a good thing. I anticipate there's going to be clarification on this, and there needs to be clarification to know the terms, but it will also pivot us more towards trade uncertainty resolution with other countries. I think most of our listeners know a heavy portion of the growth in where we export meat products, and I'll just talk beef in particular for a moment, are various Asian countries. And there are some good signs that, you know, now we're talking with Korea and Japan in a new way and renewed deals there and so forth, which is good. I think everybody knows about the discussion with China and kind of where they're at. But I envision a pivot, you know, in the event we're able to clarify the terms of USMCA, the new agreement, which I won't It'll take me a while to get used to saying that. But I do think we're going to have a pivot to watching the Asian countries. And that's going to be important because that's the main source of remaining trade uncertainty. And I look forward to some clarifications occurring there as well.
Dr. Glenn Tonser, you've got the beef buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next chance to buy cattle the Superior way coming up this Thursday, October 4th, Superior Video Livestock Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 22,000 head of cattle. If you'd like details of when an estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information, 800-422-2117. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.